Have you ever made a mockery of something, someone, or seen it done? I'm sure you have. It's interesting that I think in the days of social media, we see it more often. I think that when it comes to principles or things that we should stand on or even people, we make a mockery of people. And I find it interesting, even when before the days of social media, we did it. We did it in school. You know, if someone said something, we would make a mockery of it if we didn't think it was like something smart, or we'd make fun of them. And ultimately it would lead to someone laughing at someone else's expense, or even simply taking something that should mean more, and we take it and we demean it. We lower its value in a way. And here in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, we see that with communion. This is a passage in which is read for communion purposes in church. And so verse 17, though, just to set up context and why he says these things, oftentimes we just read them for communion's sake. And that's part of the ritual of communion, but it's not necessarily relevant at that time to talk about the context of the passage and why he's saying it to them. But it starts in verse 17 where he actually gets on to the church of Corinth for something, and then he repeats himself in verses 23 talking about communion, and then ultimately he gets onto them and shows them the applicable side of what they should be doing. So chapter 11, verse 17 in 1 Corinthians, it says, "But in the following instructions, I do not commend you, because when you come together, it is not for the better, but for the worse. For in the first place, when you come together as a church, I hear that there are divisions among you. And I believe it in part, for there must be factions among you in order that those who are genuine among you may be recognized. When you come together, it is not the Lord's Supper that you eat. For in eating, each one goes ahead with his own meal. One goes hungry, another gets drunk. What? Do you not have houses to eat and drink in? Or do you despise the church of God and humiliate those who have nothing? What shall I say to you? Shall I commend you in this? No, I will not." This first passage is talking about them making a mockery of communion. They're divisive. The church, we've talked about that in the beginning of 1 Corinthians. He talks heavily on how the church is not unified but has cliques all over the place. And even here he states, like, it's because of the cliques that I know that there are some of you that are true to the word and true to Jesus and the gospel. Because if it weren't for that, if it weren't for your cliques, I wouldn't know who the right ones would be, if there would be, you know, anybody that is true to Jesus. And so when he starts in verse 20, he talks about, "For in eating, each one goes ahead of his own meat with his own meal." It's I'm taking communion, but I'm not giving thanks to Jesus. I'm not recognizing, remembering him. I'm not thinking about Jesus as I eat. I'm doing this all on my own. I'm not doing this as a unified group of believers. I am my own person. And so ultimately he's making a mockery of communion. He's lowering the standard of communion. And so Paul's getting onto them. So then it leads to verse 23. It says, "For I received from the Lord what I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.'" In verse 23, he says, after he says, "For I received from the Lord what I also delivered to you," this is a line that's saying, I've already said this, and now I'm saying it again. And then he explains in verse 24 the idea of communion. What is behind communion? Why do we take communion? And when he had given thanks, and see, already we communion is part of being thankful. He broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you." There it says, "is for you." In some manuscripts, it is, "this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." We come to the communion table with thanks in remembering God, Jesus, who had a broken body, willingly broke his body for us. This is why we take it. And then he says, in the same way, in verse 25, in the same way, also he took the cup after supper. So in the same manner, in the same way, in the same thought process, with the same motive, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. The new covenant being he died for us, therefore we are saved by him. It is his blood. It is his blood that was shed that covers our sins, that ultimately through him we are saved. This cup is the new covenant in my blood, that we are remembering his death on the cross. Verse 26, for as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. This is a communion is something that we believe in, that it's a representation of what we believe. We're proclaiming the Lord's death until he comes again. Whoever therefore eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty concerning the body and blood of the Lord. This is where he's repeating himself. The reason why he's saying this is the church of Corinth was not doing, they were taking it in an unworthy manner. They were making a mockery of it. Let a person examine himself then, and so eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For anyone who eats and drinks without discerning the body eats and drinks judgment on himself. This is the reason why before we take communion, we examine ourselves. Because here in a little bit, he's going to explain some of the things that are happening to the church of Corinth, which is really interesting. That because they're not taking communion in a worthy manner, they're not coming to the Lord with a repentant heart. They're not remembering Jesus. They're actually just doing it because, well, this is just what you do as a Christian, instead of taking it seriously. Which is some things that we can fall victim to ourselves. You know, sometimes you take communion and it becomes part of being a Christian. And rather than taking communion in remembrance of Jesus, which is two completely different things. One becomes ritual only, and then the other one is continual remembrance and brokenness and humility. Knowing that Jesus saved you. And so he goes on to say in verse 20 or 30, he says, that is why many of you are weak and ill and some have died. But if we judged ourselves truly, we would not be judged. This is the idea that if we examined ourselves before we took communion, if we examined ourselves before we took this thing seriously, then the Lord would not have to judge us on these things. We wouldn't be judged. But when we are judged by the Lord, we are disciplined so that we may not be condemned along with the world. So how are you doing when it comes to communion? I mean, I know that there are so many, communion is so deep. We ultimately do it because we are remembering him for what he's done in our lives. And therefore, this is why we even pray before meals. We pray before meals because we sit down, we remember Jesus and what he's done for us, that he is the bread of life, that he sustains us, he keeps us going. We recognize that there's nothing else in this world that sustains us like he does. And ultimately what he's done on the cross gets us eternal life and a relationship with God. And so communion, there's so much, like I said before, there's so much to communion. And what it represents, and there's so much more theology to it. But my question would be, when you take communion, what is your approach to communion? Are you making a mockery of it in the sense that even accidentally, are you taking it, not realizing the seriousness of communion and remembering why you're taking it, remembering Jesus and what he's done for you. Are you taking it just because this is something you do when you go to church? Are you taking it because it's something that you do when you become a Christian? And the answer is no, you shouldn't be taking it for those reasons. Communion is when a body of believers come together, unified, together, remembering together what Jesus did on the cross for them, and ultimately understanding that he's the reason why we have eternal life. He's the reason why we have a relationship with God. And so I challenge you that the next time that you take communion, that you ultimately, I mean, you take it seriously. And if you have children, explain it to them. If you have someone around you that doesn't understand communion, explain it to them. Why are you taking it? What's the process? And I hope that this helps you. And I would even venture to say, like, get into the Bible and do some research on this yourself so you fully understand even more about communion. Because, like I said, there's so much more to it than what I'm giving you now in this 10 to 15 minute segment. But check it out. And I hope that the next time that you do take it, you realize why you're taking it, and you ultimately examine yourself and join hand in hand with believers around you and remembering Jesus for what he did for you.